would offer anybody, because she has written a new book called You Can Be Younger, which she offers 10 simple steps to make you look and feel 10 years younger. And Marissa, you've gone through 4 steps in the 10 steps, so we're going to join the list now at step 5, which is follow the rules of the mind. What do you mean by this?
Well, the mind has certain rules. For instance, whatever you focus on, you get more of. That's an absolute rule of the mind, which is why if you focus on pain or having an injection, it hurts more. But if you focus on something else, you won't notice it. So the more you look for signs of aging and start to look for grey hairs, the more you're going to find them. And another rule of the mind is that imagination is far, far more powerful than knowledge. So if you keep imagining yourself as young and saying to yourself, I'm just a girl and I'm just a young slip of a thing, you can completely delude your mind into believing that. And of course, the most important rule of the mind is the body must act in a way that absolutely matches your thinking. It has no choice at all. Yeah. So whatever you think, your body is going to copy. So people who say I'm allergic to cats can often react to a picture of a cat. People who say I'm terrified of heights can't look at a picture of heights, because you think a thought and your body responds to the thought. That is a rule of the mind. So if you keep thinking you're younger, if you look at them and go, hey, beautiful girl, when you wake up, and say, oh my God, I look like an old crone, you're using the rule of the mind. You're saying young things, and your body has literally no choice but to copy you. So that is the most important rule of the mind. Another rule of the mind is that your mind is programmed to move you towards pleasure and away from pain. But if you keep saying, oh, it's all downhill from now on, your school days are the best days of your life, you're linking pain to getting older, which I understand, but you've got to link pleasure and go, it's so great, I've got all this freedom, I don't have to worry about anything, I can do what I like, because I actually think I'm having the best time of my life now. My daughter's all grown up, I don't have to worry about stuff, kind of all that awful dating of, is this the one, because I'm with the one, and I travel all the time with my husband because we have freedom and it's just fantastic. I love it.
And I suppose with someone maybe not with their one at the age of maybe 50, mid-50s, we were talking yesterday about divorce being at its height now between the 50s and 60s, if you adopt this attitude, you're going to look much more attractive to the other sex as well, isn't it?
I mean, I got married at 52. Apparently, you've got more chance of being abducted by a Martian than getting married at 52. But I didn't believe that. And I had a great white wedding. And when I went to get my dress, they were saying, oh, my God, we've got so many women of your age getting married for the first time. Because if you're happy and positive, you know, all those people getting divorced want another partner. Yeah. So you mustn't believe that.
Yeah. Okay then, step 6, how to visualize perfectly to age well.
People think, oh, I can't visualize, I don't know how to visualize. If you couldn't visualize, you'd never have a day's worry in your life. So visualizing just means thinking different thoughts. So waking up and going, you know, my smile is ageless, my brain is ageless. Your body doesn't actually age. I mean, if you look at the Queen, I mean, there's an example of fantastic. Look at Michael Owen, who's playing football in his 40s. That wouldn't have happened 50 years ago, even 30 years ago. We have female sex symbols now, like Helen Mirren, who's 62, and Jane Fonda, who's 73. And of course, that wasn't allowed to happen. So don't worry about visualizing as, you know, I've got to seal this. Just keep saying, I'm aging like Joan Collins, or I'm aging as well as Jane Fonda, or I'm going to look like Helen Mirren when I'm her age. That's how you visualize. Because your mind responds to only two things, the pictures you make in your head and the words you say to yourself. So when you say, oh my God, I look decrepit, or I look like an antique, there's the pictures and words that your body has to turn into. When you say, I look young, it doesn't even matter if you don't know what young is. If you replace the word aging with saging, you know, people in Japan age very differently to people in the West, because in Japan, they say that you're nothing until you're 70, because how could you possibly have an opinion? You haven't lived long enough. And they're always out doing Tai Chi and working. And interestingly, the oldest women in the world are Japanese and French, two countries where they really respect and admire older women and find them sexy. So isn't that interesting? There's a French woman who lived to 122. So visualize yourself as holding on to your sex appeal, because youth actually means energy and vitality and joy, and you can have that at any age. You can be completely old at 30 and you can be young at 88, like Angela Lansbury, who's now in the West End on stage every day at 88 and has fantastic capacity.
Well, it's fascinating, Steph. Listen, we are running out of time, but you mentioned as well step 7, which is goals and goal setting for aging well. Well, that obviously speaks for itself. Set yourself goals. Step 8 then, choose a script for becoming younger. But can I just move to step 9?
Yes.
How to extend your cell by date.
Yeah, well, you see, cells actually keep replacing themselves all the time. And if you want to extend your cell by date, obviously, you need to buy the book because there's a script in there called How, when you buy the book, you get a free download and it just talks to you at night when you're going to sleep and it tells your cells to become younger because cells are like a classroom of children. They know what to do, they know how to do it, but unless you command them and instruct them, they're not going to do it. So you can extend your cell by date by telling your cells to age differently and by doing aerobics. But there's 10 things you can do really quickly that will slow down your aging dramatically. One is to go on a trampoline for 5 minutes, 3 times a week. Do a bit of skin brushing because it boosts your immunity. Don't have your iPad or your iPhone charging by your bed. Sing young songs to yourself. Do this aerobics. If you eat 2 Brazil nuts every other day, that the copper in that will actually stop your hair going grey. So there's loads and loads of things that you can do.
It is a Bible.
It is a Bible.
And obviously step 10, change your lifestyle and habits, diet and exercise. And as you said already, do things differently.
Do things differently. And if you do that, you'll become positively fetal in no time at all.
Well, listen, of all the books we've had on this show, this is coming home with me this evening. Marissa Pia, it's been an absolute delight having you on the show. Thank you very much for your time and thank you very much for the book.
And anyone can go to my website, which is just called youcanbeyounger.co.uk, and I'll give you all the advice you need.
Wonderful stuff. Thank you, Marissa. Well, I feel younger, even listening to her. Okay, it's 2:30.